Thank you, LG. Good afternoon, everyone. Instead of a sermonette today, we are going to have something very special. It'll be a special Sabbath. We will be seeing a short play put on by our young people. Plus, we also today are going to be having the Sabbath school graduation, where we acknowledge each of our youth who are in our Sabbath school program, as well as the teachers. Please take out, if you received the announcement bulletin as you came in, inside you'll see a yellow leaflet. I'm going to bring your attention to this because it will aid you in following the play and enjoying it. I'm going to be reading to you on the back of it. It says, "The Seattle Bellevue teens mutually agreed that these verses," the verses mentioned above here, Isaiah 40, verses 30 through 31, "were very important to them. They discussed both biblical and contemporary examples of these verses. They then authored their own theater scripts based on those examples. Desiree and Ariel Olson composed a song as well, using the Isaiah 40 verses. And finally, the teens spent time rehearsing their scripts. What you're going to see today is the first of four short performances, the remainder being performed over the next several months. The teens hope that their presentations will be of value to the congregation. Please know that everything done and performed was created by these wonderful young people." Guess who would say that but Ann Jewell, who works with the young people and coaches them as they prepare. And so today the teens are going to present to you Joshua's story. So we'll turn it over to you teens now.
Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Moses spoke to Israel and then summoned Joshua to him in their presence.
"I am now 120 years old and am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said unto me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Be strong and courageous, for you must go with these people into the land that the Lord swore to their forefathers. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged."
Having been commanded to go into the promised land, Joshua sent out spies ahead of Israel to search the land. When in Jericho, the Israelite spies came to the house of Rahab, who saved them from the wrath of the king.
"I I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen upon us, so that all who are living in this nation are melting in fear of you. Now, swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you.
Our lives for your lives.
If you do not tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly when the Lord gives us this land.
The spies returned to Joshua to give him the good news.
The Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands.
The people are melting in fear because of us.
Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you.
Israel prepared to cross the Jordan River into the Promised Land. The priests went before them, carrying the ark. As the Lord had done at the Red Sea, he parted the waters of the Jordan. And the waters stood in a heap as Israel crossed on dry land. In the middle of the river, Joshua gave additional instructions from the Lord to one man from each tribe.
Go before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up the stone on your shoulder according to the number of tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be memorial to the people of Israel forever.
About 40,000 armed for battle crossed over before the Lord to the plains of Jericho for war. The day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they revered him all the days of his life, just as they had revered Moses. Joshua again gave instructions concerning the battle at Jericho.
Take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and have seven priests carry trumpets in front of it. Advance, march around the city with the armed guard point ahead of the Ark. Do not give a war cry, do not raise your voices, do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout.
On the seventh day, the Lord delivered Jericho into the hands of Israel.
Shout, for the Lord has given you the city.
Israel devoted Jericho to the Lord and proceeded to conquer the Promised Land. Israel's inheritance was distributed among the tribes as the Lord commanded in the days of Moses. Joshua, in his old age, summoned the leaders of Israel to give his final instructions to them.
I am old and well advanced in years. You yourselves have seen everything the Lord your God who fought for you. Be very strong, be careful to obey all that is written in the book of the laws of Moses. Without turning aside to the right or to the left, do not associate with these nations that remain among you. Do not invoke the names of their gods or swear by them. You must not serve them or bow down to them. The Lord has driven out before you great and powerful nations. To this day, no one has been able to withstand you. One of you rides a thousand because the Lord your God fights for you, just as he promised. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
We too will serve the Lord, because he is our God.
We'll break while we wait to get all set up.
Thank you.